This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jeremy Scott and Stephanie Scott, appellants, versus Farm Bureau Town and Country Insurance Company of Missouri, respondent, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Jeremy Scott and Stephanie, no. Eddie 113072, Scott, appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, Verges Breeze, 22 SL CC03929, Farm Bureau Town and Country. Honorable Christine A. Kerr, Insurance Company of Missouri, respondent, filed April 22, 2025. Before Lisa P. Page, PJ, Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J. and Virginia W. Lay, J. Jeremy and Stephanie Scott, Scott's, appeal from the trial court's entry of summary judgment in favor of Farm Bureau Town and Country Insurance Comers of Missouri, Farm Bureau. The Scott's lawsuit against Farm Bureau demanded it provide coverage and indemnification for damage from a January 30th, 2020 car accident when they allege their Farm Bureau policy was in full force and effect. We reverse and remand for further proceedings. Background. Jeremy Scott was involved in the accident on January 30th, 2020, with another driver who is not a party to this lawsuit. The Scotts filed a lawsuit against Farm Bureau seeking coverage for damage and indemnification pursuant to their insurance policy. However, Farm Bureau filed an answer denying the policy was in effect at the time of the accident. Farm Bureau further filed a motion for summary judgment arguing it had non-renewed said policy in advance of the two expiration date by mailing written notice of its intention to non-renew the policy, which was set to expire December 14, 2019. Specifically, on November 8, 2019, Farm Bureau provided it, sent its notice of non-renewal by certified mail to the Scott's last known address, informing the Scott's that Defendant Farm Bureau could not renew the Scott's automobile insurance coverage due to a loss ratio of 124.54% on the Scott's account. The policy contained a provision which stated, "We agree unless we mail to you a written notice of cancellation, notice of expiration, or a notice of our intention not to renew, to renew the policy for the next policy period upon your payment of the renewal premium. A notice of our intention to not renew will be mailed to your last known address at least 30 days before the end of the current policy period. We will use regular mail. The mailing of the notice shall be sufficient proof that notice was given." Emphasis added. Farm Bureau's regular and systematic business practice was to have its computer system automatically prepare such notice of non-renewal letters, and an administrative specialist, would package, address, stamp, and deliver such letters by certified mail. But here, the administrative specialist testified by affidavit that a responsibility of her job is to take the underwriting letters that are automatically generated by our system in advance or generated by an underwriter, put them in envelopes and ensure an address is present on the letter, apply the name of the policy owners to our certificate of mailing form, and deliver such letters to the mailroom staff to be mailed and stamped. She stated that our certificate of mailing form includes the names of the recipients, their city and state, and the recipient's policy number, and on November 8, 2019, she prepared and mailed out letters dated November 11, 2019. That in the Scotts are listed on the certificate of mailing form she prepared on November 8, 2019 for letters she prepared to mail that day. The certificate of mailing form she prepared that day was properly stamped with the USPS seal for Jefferson City, MO, on 3rd November 8, 2019. She also prepared and sent a letter to the Scott's Credit Union informing them that the Scott's coverage would expire on December 14, 2019. And neither the non-renewal letter to the Scott's nor the notice to the credit union was returned as non-deliverable to Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau acknowledged the Scotts made monthly payments via direct debit from their bank account prior to the non-renewal of the policy. However, Farm Bureau did not debit the Scotts account after October 14, 2019. Thus, the policy expired on December 14, 2019, before the January 30, 2020 accident. the Scots did not otherwise pay Farm Bureau for continued or new coverage before the accident. The Scots responded to the motion for summary judgment by denying receipt of the notice Farm Bureau allegedly sent, and that the notice was sent by certified mail because the administrative specialist's affidavit did not support Farm Bureau's claim she sent the letter by certified mail, and there was no identification of a